the 1.92 acres goes through lots.
It goes through lots?
The vacated lots. In my mind, you know.
Here's the biggest problem. We have business that's using common sense trying to use government that never uses common sense, and they don't necessarily align. And so we've got to figure out how to make them align, is the way I'm trying to look at it. Because I understand exactly what you're saying. It makes sense, but if the parcels weren't the actual parcels, and you're going, it's just a cluster. I guess the way I'm saying,
well,
I'm fine with it if we can figure out how to do it. But I don't know if these two are or not. And I would do, like Mr. Elliott suggested, I'd like to speak with Mona and I guess the assessor, is that right? So it'd be Ms. Chapman. And kind of see where they're at on all this. But if it's something that we could figure out, I don't have a problem. To me, it makes sense from a standpoint of it's going to benefit the city, it's going to benefit the county, it's going to benefit
you,
it's going to benefit whoever lives there. And the taxes will ultimately get paid, because if we don't do this, they'll never get paid. I'm assuming you'll walk away from it and do something somewhere else. Any business person would.
Our best bank walk away.
Exactly. Any business person would. So that's why I asked the question, when can we see this land being developed? If it's 25, 30 years from now, and then at that point, are we going to be in the same boat we're in now or not? If it's never going to get developed, then I'm trying to look at it from the standpoint of business development, and otherwise we'll never claim the taxes.
That's my argument, and that's my belief. So my argument is probably as much practical as it is legal, but I don't see under this proposal how anyone would potentially lose out from what they're entitled to get. And while I do appreciate a concern of, well, because it was raised, well, if we do it this time, are we going to keep having to do it? I don't think so. Because one, as you've probably seen, this has not come before you before. And I doubt it does again. Lot splits are not going to be able to occur inside subdivisions out there anyway, based on size. So I think it would be fairly unique. This is a fairly unique circumstance.
Have you all talked to the city about this issue?
Well, we did. Not this particular, not the tax issue, if that's what you mean.
Yeah.
No?
Well, the city was in favor of this.
Well, again, they got their easement.
But the taxes were not brought up.
And the taxes weren't paid. Were brought up.
The city was in favor with it, but at one time, Branson Hills was in favor of selling the lots, get it back on the tax rolls and stuff so that the SID and would let the SID be down. But they're not the only SID that's in Taney County. And I'll just leave it at that. But when the other one, then they got a legal decision to stop the collector from selling any SIDs over the counter that were not fully collected. Couldn't split and like you said, you can sell property. I can deed it from you to you, and he can deed it to somebody else, and the tax is not paid right then, but the bottom line, they're still against that property. So in the end, somebody, whoever's the owner of that property, is going to have to come in and pay the taxes. And they have the laws written so that the SID is considered part of that real estate tax. And it was good for a while when they allowed it to be sold, and they had enough money in reserve. But after a while, when the reserves run out, they've got to have them enough money there to pay payment to the bank.
The bonds are in default right now.
Pardon?
The bonds are in default right now.
Well, and I was thinking of another company we deal with, the bondholders and all went forth, made an agreement, and did refinancing and stuff with the bonds. I don't know. This one's a little different. I don't know
you're
how
talking about the airport?
Yes, sir.
And they're all the same bondholders, so it's not like that's...
Yeah.
Bondholders there are all they're willing to take their own losses, and I think that's a little bit different. To the point of, is it going to come in front of us again? I'm assuming it's going to come in front of us again across the street.
I I guess anything's possible. I'm unaware of that. I promise I'm unaware of that.
I don't think it's going to come up across the street. I think that's going to be donated.
If we can figure it out. Ourselves.
And that's a legal question if they can on the SID without and to be paid.
I'm sure he's...
It's a legal question on who it can be donated to, yes.
I guess the question is where do we go from here? Do we need to speak with... I'm assuming no decision we made today. Is that a fair statement? Do you have any other thoughts, Mona? Do you...
Well, I'm still waiting on one other legal opinion for an answer to come back. I mean, it's been out there for a while, but it's moving forward. I don't know. It could be a month, it could be a year.
From the state?
Mm-hmm. Well, I have an opinion from the Attorney General that says I can go back to selling them for any amount at any time. That would make a big difference to a lot of properties.
But that's dealing with any of them within the SID. That's going back to being able to sell them over the counter.
Right. And I have the other opinion that if I got a blanket statement from the bondholders from the SID that says I could sell it for any amount at any time, then I could. So, I mean, that may be another option when we get with the actual bondholders, if they can sign over saying that it's okay with them, then I could do it.
But are we taking two things and combining them into one, Mr. Elliott?
Not necessarily. I mean, in these situations, I think that even if it's unlikely, technical default under bonds and consent of the bondholders will cure many, many ills. And I mean, I wasn't going to suggest that in open session here, but I mean, that cures lots of... No, that's fine. From my perspective, okay. I mean, anytime we have bondholder issues, even from a client perspective or from a third party, if you can get the consent of the bondholders, you can do all kinds of things that you would never normally consider doing, but oftentimes that's a huge lift. I mean, it's a huge lift. And I don't know who the bondholders are. Y'all, sounds like, do.
On this, I don't. And this was actually put out to anybody who could buy a bond.
Was it a public auction?
I think so. I think.
Oh, it was?
Oh.
Then I don't know. There's probably no more than five or six bondholders at most.
About maybe seven or eight.
So, that's always a road less traveled. I'm not saying it can't be, but.
I'm going to look out for the collector here a little bit. When she's charged by that group to collect those taxes, now I know you're saying the way you're talking about is leaving those on the books and not being, but they had to sign off to agree to accept less than.
And we wouldn't be talking about accepting less than here.
Yeah.
It would be, even if there was
I guess that was my
point. There was an addition, and I'm not suggesting this, I'm just talking. But even if there was a new parcel number assigned as reconfigured, you wouldn't be talking about doing away with the old parcel number or the taxes, penalties, and fees assessed and charged against those parcels. Those, you would just have to connect the dots, basically. Is this parcel associated with new 2-acre parcel or not? Is this parcel associated with new 2-acre parcel or not? And so on and so forth. I mean, that's
using
a mechanics issue.
Using that, they may pay a little more than what's due against the quote-unquote 2 acres.
Depending on how they're aligned and, you know, how they conform to their original alignment.
Right. I mean, Mr. Efford said that it went through the middle of it, so if it captured any of that parcel, the entire part of that parcel would be due.
That's already due.
The entire... Thank you.
But you know, the problem with that, is that you're paying on something that doesn't exist.
But I think it's
those lots don't exist anymore.
But that's the kind of argument whenever I talk about somebody's lots getting ignored, that's the kind of argument that I'm trying to avoid from the county's perspective. Somebody coming down the road and saying, well, that lot doesn't exist anymore. Well, it does because it was charged against the books and never paid. And so just because on the map it doesn't show up doesn't mean it doesn't exist for assessment and collection of taxes.
And it's the land. It's the land.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
And that land's still there.
Well, you get where we're going. The ultimate proposal ultimately would be, and I think the bondholders, whoever, the city, no one could come back under my proposal because they could say, well, what were the taxes for this 1.9 acre paid? And it's like, yes, in any way you look at it, all taxes from the beginning of time until present that are attributable to that 1.9 acre parcel have been paid, however it was assessed. However, whatever marker it had in the past or currently has, those taxes have been paid. We haven't reduced it. We haven't changed the assessment. It's all with that dirt, on that dirt, taxes have been paid. And so I don't think, under our proposal, and so I don't think anywhere they would be able to make any legitimate complaint because for that tract, for that parcel, it's been paid.
Again, figuring out how to do that is the question.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, you're right. And if it involves two other stakeholders, we request that the, commission and council maybe gain an audience there, if possible.
Do you care if I read a portion of this bottom statement where it said Mid-States and Arc Resources LLC?
Sure.
You mind if I read that out loud?
No.
Because I have a question for Mr. Elliott on this. Or I can just show it to you. It says, under Missouri law, the commission has the authority to direct both the county assessor and collector on this matter. There are both legal and practical reasons for the commission to consider Mid-States requests and to ultimately rule in its favor. Do you... Not that we want to have authority... Is that what your comment is as far as bringing them in, the stakeholders, and discussing with them what their thoughts are?
Yeah. I think this commission knows my approach on most things like this. I mean, there isn't anything in the state statute that is clear. Like, that's why I mentioned abatements. You know, due to errors or omissions, there's clear statutory authority in that situation. The commission has authority to act. In this situation, I don't think statutory authority, and so I think it's in the best interest of the county for the role of the stakeholders.
That's my question.
You need to confirm.
Is that something you'd mind doing?
I'm going to ask, is it still, like, if this were filed and these broke out in the lots, whatever he's going to, then you're charged with that parcel number with that lot describing that, but the SID group gets that number and they charge you with how much taxes is going to be on that particular lot. You don't have control of that. Is that still correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Parcel, I get the list. So it would be any parcel from 15 and 16 that's involved in 1.9 acres would be listed out, all the taxes due, and then it would be more of a split of the 35 acres.
Yeah, they're going to determine.
I'm curious, Lynn, we can talk about this offline, but because of the replat in 2017, did the SID start reporting different parcel numbers after that replat than they did before?
Yes.
So they acknowledge the existence of the replat.
They get that information from the assessor's office.
But they acknowledge its existence, that replat.
The parcel numbers were combined.
Okay.
So that's my question is, so when did we, in 2015?
Within the spring of 17 was when the replat.
When you say the replat, is that what you guys are referring to as when they fixed it?
They combined the parcels. They combined 61 parcels into.
And they did that in?
17.
And they did it in 17. And so, yeah, so what happened to, is that what you just asked, Travis? Is that, what happened to those parcels, the 61 parcels, because there was taxes due against that, was there not?
True, they were combined then, so going forward, all of those were into two parcels, and there was only considered two parcels because it crossed the section line.
And just to be clear, Commissioner Williams, whenever I first looked at this, I mean, that was that was one of my objections that I didn't raise because it happened 3 years ago instead of 2.